today with another episode of Post Game Narratives. Sorry we haven't been around, but, you know, life is lifing. So, but we're back. You know, we got some big news. This week has, these last 24 hours have been crazy. Listen, the rap game is back. I'm loving it right now. You got Drake versus Kendrick. Kendrick, back-to-back disses. He's taking over, and he has a pop diss, too, that people are dancing to in clubs. I didn't really think Kendrick could be this creative, but I have to give him his props on being this creative with his diss track. And I just love that everyone's gone dark. This is some dark shit, saying that he's a pedophile, comparing him to Jeffrey. Wow. You know, Drake did say he was a wife beater, but Kendrick took it to a whole nother level of foul. But, like I said, this rap, when this beef, everything's on limits. Everything's on the table. But I wanted to keep going because I know Kendrick is running away with this. But I'm also like, I want to see what Drake has to say. Let me see the response. I want to see where this goes. But this also speaks to the person that J. Cole is. Because I know a lot of people are giving him credit because they're saying, yeah, you know, he stayed away from this. No. You punked out. We give Drake a lot of flack for always being the politician. But Drake has stood in there 10 toes down and hasn't backed off once. J. Cole made a diss track and apologized. I never want to hear J. Cole as one of the greatest rappers of this. Because I've seen a guy literally back down because he smelled fire and was like, I don't want no parts. Bro, go back to Forest Hills and, you know, just go do your thing. But this Drake and Kendrick shit, man, this is a legendary beef. Like, this is the Nas, Jay-Z, like, Tupac. Like, this is our beef. Like, and you got to think about it. Kendrick's hated Drake for a minute now. Like, he's been saying shit about Drake for years because they're showing tweets. When Pusha T would rap, Kendrick will say something. I feel the same way. So they've hated each other for a minute. And I want to get, if you want to join, because I know you've heard some stuff about it. You want to get someone on.
I'm a little under the weather, but I do. If you hear me coughing.
Oh, that's cool. I gotta call it on the spot. Like, you know, you the rap guru, so you know all this stuff. You've been hearing how they didn't like each other. Well, I think Kendrick didn't like Drake from the start.
From what I remember, it was I just remember my cousin, you know, he put me on Drake. It was back in the day, and I was like, yo, who's this guy singing? So I didn't get it, you know what I'm saying? That was the beginning of the singing, rapping thing. And then later on, one of my friends, he played me a record called High Power. That was Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
So it was conscious, but, you know, he wasn't using these voices yet.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I was still like, yo, who is this? Next thing you know, Drake had Take Care. This is a little later. Take Care album was coming out. And then he had Kendrick had a song by himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's the interlude, Buried Alive, on Drake's album.
Yep.
So I'm like, oh, damn, Drake putting on everybody. But that song is talking about, excuse me, he's talking about, this is Kendrick, in a creative way that he does. How Drake's putting him, he met with Drake, Drake's putting him on to like the rap game, and he said, yo, all this stuff is gonna happen to you, so you might as well bury your money, your bitches and everything with you, because you're gonna be dead.
Mm-hmm.
But basically also, he was kind of looking at Drake like, that's kind of not gonna happen to me, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. Something like that, but it was all good. Then they did a record on each other's album. And then Control first happened out of nowhere. So what I've seen all those rappers, they felt a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But then everybody kind of let us, Drake never let that slide. Because Drake is like, how you cool with me? But then you like, yo, I want on you. I want this, this, that. And Kendrick's not wrong, too, because it's competition, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think about that before we, because we got to go to the timeline. I'm cool. We cool with each other.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you just, I know you're not just getting at me. You're getting at everybody, but you call my name up. I thought we was cool. Did you agree with that? Because he's trying to, you remember it was all buddy-buddy at that time. And it was still buddy-buddy until like a year ago.
Yeah.
But at that time, he just wanted to shake it up. So you agree with Kendrick to say, yo, I want ASAP Rocky, Meek Mill. He got at everybody. But I thought it was cool. Did Drake take it a certain way? Did Kendrick do the right thing?
I think when it comes to stuff like that, I think it's both parties. Drake took it a certain way. But I feel like the thing about them, no one's a grown man to be like, yo, what you really mean by that? So now everyone's just going off feelings. Kendrick felt a certain way. No one's talking. Everyone's in here. Yo, you've heard what he fucking said about you. And that's what happens in the rap game. A lot of times the rap game beefs get added on by your boys.
Yeah.
You're not talking to the real person. Your boys in here. Yo, you heard what the motherfucker said about you? Yo, he talking about you now.
So sneak disses.
Sneak disses.
So that's what's happening since Control. It's like always sneak disses. And then we get up to... But this is what happened, too. It's like, Drake is the best. Then Kendrick's dropping. He's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Drake's the best. Kendrick's the best. Kendrick went away for 5 years.
Yep.
Obviously, Drake took over.
Yep.
J. Cole sprinkles in there a little bit. He takes a little run. You know what I mean? His feature run. That was the thing. Yo, his features. He's skilling everybody. Kendrick comes out with this album. Mr. Morale, Big Steppers. I never really got into it. I never listened to it. I don't know what was going on. And my whole thing, people say, oh, you hate that album. It's not that. You took five years to make that album.
And that's the best you came out with? Like, listen, I was talking to my cousin. She was like, yo, Kendrick's been consistent. I'm like, nah, he's been consistently inconsistent.
Because he took 5 years off. Then he dropped that.
And it wasn't even good. Like, I think we're playing these disses.
Because he's dissing Drake.
Yes. Once again, Drake centerpiece.
You up. But anyway, that's what I'm leading
it up. I didn't want to say that.
Because all they playing this record, this is that.
But who's he dissing?
But that last album, y'all weren't doing this.
You weren't playing that.
So to the next thing was like, all right, the album come. But I think also the cockiness of Drake was like,
yeah.
Oh, he's slipping. Let me go get him. But I said this. He's thinking like that, but also he's with J. Cole. And then they do First Person Shooter, but they reached out to Kendrick. Because it's the three GOATs.
Yeah.
They want to be like, yo.
Yeah, come in.
Come in. He declined. J. Cole didn't take that personally.
Drake did.
Drake did.
Yeah.
And Drake deserves to take that personally. I reached out. Like, now you declined. Like, you got a problem with me? Like,
yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Because you didn't, I don't know if he didn't explain.
He's not going to.
So, all right. They switched their verses a little bit. J. Cole still says, yo, it's the big three and this, that. I think Drake just went his way. He's like, who's the GOAT? Say, who's the GOAT? Like, because he's done with you. You know what I'm saying? Metro Boomin and Future dropped this album, but this record drops like that.
Yeah,
this is where we at right now.
Yeah.
I know we caught up. Like that drops and it's a bomb. It's amazing record.
Yep.
Metro Boomin on the beats, amazing. Future did his thing. Kendrick is phenomenal on it.
Yep.
We haven't heard him rap like this in like 7 years.
Yep. That's
and probably even the best. I don't know.
This is the best he's been in a while. And like,
because me and you listened to that record over and over. I was like, whoa, this is actually an exceptional verse.
Yes.
Drake hears that. But then it's like, also, he's just not dealing with Kendrick.
He's dealing with mad other people.
So this is the thing that starts that. This is, I'm not giving Drake a way out, but it's like he has to. It's a, what he said?
20 versus 1.
20 v 1.
Yeah.
But that's not Kendrick's problem.
Yeah.
So I can't say, yo, Drake, I'm dealing with 20.
That's a you problem. That's you. You put yourself in that position. And that's why I was trying to say, yo, I can't give you an excuse. But like you said, his attention is not centered on you. Or Kendrick's attention is centered on you. It's very direct.
It's been leading up to this. Mm-hmm. So like that drops. We didn't even know until later Drake record label or whatever, they try to put a cease and desist.
Yeah.
Alright. Push-up drops.
Mm-hmm.
That shook it up.
Yeah.
That shook it up. I believe, because I was on the pod for that. I kind of overrated that record because of the energy.
Yeah.
It's a good record, though. But Like That is there. Mm-hmm. That's not that, but that got this going on right now. So, I think also with Kendrick is like, okay, now it's on.
Yeah.
So, you bit the bait for Like That.
Mm-hmm.
You come up with Push-Ups. But Push-Ups did a good job.
Yeah.
It's the thing we said. Do you chill out? But he went and did an AI thing.
Yeah, that didn't work. That was his fault. You shouldn't have done that. That's stupid. I always try to say, don't fake it. Be genuine. What did I say about Drake? If Drake had come out with an album the same way he had the push-ups. Energy for Push-Ups,
he's good. But now y'all rap
you,
like Tupac.
You went back to
trying to appease everybody.
Stop! And that's why I try to say, I want to see where he comes from with this. Because everyone thinks you're done. This is a time you can surprise people.
Yeah. So, then, that TaylorMade thing came out. Kendrick's quiet. You're like, yo, what's going on? And then, boom, Euphoria. I think Euphoria's good. It was. Some people blew it up.
I didn't really think of it as great as people. It was. He started doing the voices, and once he starts doing the voices, I want to listen to him, but the voices take away from me because it's just too much. I'm like, but then I realized that's the Eminem shit that he does. And I say this all the time.
Eminem,
exactly.
Andre 3000 school. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. What stood out for me for that? No, there's a lot. He definitely wrote.
Mm-hmm.
His lyrics is amazing, but we don't want to hear you say nigga no more. So everybody took, because the whole thing, he's like, yo, Drake, you're trying to be black? Like, what are you trying to do? So he's like, we don't want to hear you say nigga no more. So that's the part. Then, 616 in LA.
Yeah.
It's better. It's okay, I don't know. I have to go listen to these songs again. Because to me right now, what's going on? Oh, Kendrick drop. Everybody listens. Do you know the words? Do you know what's going on?
Because
I don't know about, and I'm not trying, what's the replay value? I think, we're going to get to that. This one is the one with the replay value.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that one. So 616 in LA, I go on Twitter, everybody's breaking down
the lyrics and everything.
But sometimes they give, I think, to me, some of it, I've seen this before. Like, I'm a Nas fan. I've seen this with certain artists. You're breaking down, and I've seen the interview with the artist, and he's like, nah, I didn't even mean that.
Yeah.
That's what I've seen with
you. You're assuming.
That's
what
I'm breaking
saying.
Down. Yeah, yo, he means this with OJ and all that. I'm not trying to say he's not thinking that deep, but like, yo, you thought it's all of this?
Mm-hmm.
Tupac's birthday, OJ, this, that. I mean, to his credit, he could possibly be thinking about that. But I think you guys are doing a little bit too much.
We have people here agreeing. I didn't want to say nothing.
You're trying to coach the lyrics to something that is probably not. Mm-hmm. Instead of, what about this? Do you like the record or y'all like breaking it down?
They like breaking it down because you want to feel included. That's the real thing. People want to feel included.
Yo, I figured this out.
Oh, this is what he's talking about. Oh, yo, he compared him to this. I'm like, yo, y'all calling someone a sexual offender is wild. Listen, I work with kids, guys. You have to understand every claim that he's making, that can put people away.
So, I'm thinking another thing. Kendrick, you remember, they're dealing with the mole.
Yeah.
It's like a movie. They're dealing with the mole. But is the mole giving false information?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so because he knows everything Drake's doing.
Yeah.
And Drake, you do have people around you that don't
like you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Makes sense.
You're that type of person. You've been winning for so long.
People get tired of you winning.
Yeah. You got all these people like, yo, like, he don't pay me like this. Because he got the writers.
Yeah.
He steal my music. They leaking out the information.
Huh?
You got to clean that up. That's on you.
Because even Rick Ross said you didn't write
Sicko Mo. We don't know, but I could tell. The thing is, when he had the allegations from Meek Mill, and of course we know he has some writers.
Yes.
We just don't know what songs.
Yeah.
When you have a Sicko Mode, that takes you down.
Yeah.
If somebody helped you write some songs we don't know about like that, that's cool. But yeah, there's rumors that Back to Back was written by somebody. It's not valid, but that takes you down.
Yeah.
We don't care if somebody helped you with One More Dance and Hot Lot Blank. I don't even care about
not that. Not your top songs. You can't do that.
Songs. So now he come up with Family Matters. Mm-hmm. He do that. He do the whole video. Good record.
Yeah.
And I like, it's one part, because it's like three beat switches, but one of them, I'm like, ooh. But that's how I know you got a mold. 30 minutes later,
he dropped. They said he hooked you.
He hooked you. Meet the Grams. That record, that's what got me. I was like, yo, okay, Kendrick now, because his song structure,
mm-hmm.
He's talking to Adonis first.
Yeah.
Then Sandra, which is Drake's mom.
Yeah.
Then Dennis, which is dad.
Yeah.
Then an alleged
girl.
11-year-old that's somewhere. Then talking to Drake. Brilliant record. Of course, if that finds out not to be true,
It takes away.
It takes a little bit away. Yeah. So that's up in the air right now. Mm-hmm. But it's a dark record. That's not something you play all the time.
Yeah.
He went in that Eminem stand.
The writing is beautiful.
Yeah.
But once again, it's not, and that's why I think he got pissed, because we were like, it's not a song you play in the club. That's why he came out. Well, you're not like us.
But then when I heard that, I was like, yeah, he got it.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's in this clear-cut lead.
Yes.
That's not like us, clear-cut lead.
Yep.
Took the bar that Drake messed up with,
mm-hmm.
talking about, yo, you sound like you're writing for the slaves. And Drake, I'm not even trying to give him a cop-out. You should never even use those lines. Really? But he was trying to say, you sound like you're writing for the slaves, but you're not really doing anything.
If he had said that.
No, he kind of said that afterwards, but you should never say you're writing for the slave, like writing to get slaves free or whatever.
But that's how you know he's not raised around black people. That's a point.
That's Kendrick's point.
Yes.
So that's the whole thing about Kendrick's point.
Yeah.
That's not like us. Yo, he's trying to. This is the difference, too. Kendrick is dissecting Drake's identity to Drake.
Yep.
But it happens to be the world. Drake is. He's actually scatterbrained because he's dealing with all these other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then even when he talks to Kendrick, he's putting a lot of accusations out there, too.
The wife beating.
That might not be your son and all that. He needs substantial. Like, a lot of these guys have put out a lot of stuff. Sexual offenders and predators. Yeah. And I need to see some little fact.
That's what I'm
saying. Some of these things are
stick. That's my point. Like, I know we got the Not Like Us, Not Like Us fire. But my thing is, none of these things are true about either. It takes away from y'all beef.
It's going to bring the overall beef down. A year or so, you're going to be like,
he was wrong. He didn't have a daughter. And I know Drake's words won't mean much, but for him to say, yo, I'll give up rapping, I'm like, you might be wrong.
So might have one of the moles gave false information.
And the thing is, the mole might not even be in the inner circle as much as you think he is. That's the part. Now he's hearing other shit because, you know, he might have this. You run with it. Instead of actually breaking what you did heard, you go and you go tell the Kendrick people.
Because I'm looking at it like, I need to see some type of. That gave out. I'm talking about both parties.
Yeah.
That gave out some real hardcore accusations. And it needs to be there. But rap wise, excuse me, Kendrick is.
Kendrick's winning right now.
He's winning right now.
But like I said, I love the energy. I love where this is taking Drake. I love where this is taking Kendrick. But my thing is, and I know everyone's like, but I'm like, what if Kendrick comes over to ask album after this? Because he's done it before. Where does this take Kendrick?
This is almost like, to your point, something that we talk about with WWE. are you going to do when you get the title? Because this right now is, Kendrick's had the title before. Not the undisputed
title, yes.
This is potentially an undisputed title. What do? Are you just going to go away? That's going to take away also. Like,
yeah,
you did outclass Drake in the battle, but you didn't do anything with it. We're going to need a classic album after this. Because the rapping that you're doing is back to on this level.
Yeah.
Not compared to Mr. Morale. And you figured this out and you're going to run away. You can't do it.
You can't go to Mr. Morale. You cannot go to Mr. Morale. You can't
do it. So the thing I'm looking for now, too, is if he continues the onslaught, which I'm here for, like we said, what are you going to do after that? What does Drake, because Drake alluded to a red button that he has.
Mm-hmm. Where does that go? I'm here for all of it.
So
this ain't ended. Like, people are like, oh, this is over. Oh, he's. I'm like, you guys have never been in a fight. That's the point. And I love some of my people, because, but I get it. A lot of people don't like Drake. But I'm like, you see what you're doing? And this is what you're, back to your point. Y'all dissecting everything, trying to make it bigger than what it is. And now it's like, it's overwhelmed. And it's like, whatever Drake comes out with something. And then the thing is, it'll be good. But then because you don't like Drake, you're not going to give it his props.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. Are we listening or are we dissecting?
Yeah.
My thing from back in the days, of course, I was younger. We didn't have the internet and everything like that. I know I'm sounding like some old dude, but it's like, you sit listen to the records.
Yes.
Right. How it made you feel, how it made you later on, you'll break that down. Oh, this is what he meant by this. Damn, I ain't know that. This, that, that. So right now, you not like us got people feeling. And that's good. There's nothing to break down. He was smart. He did too much. This probably was a setup the whole time. Let everybody break all that stuff down. I'm going to give y'all something to not even break down. Yeah.
Something you can dance to.
They
putting on everything.
And the thing, too, is that was a smart move, because even if the rest of the country didn't mess with it, the West Coast was going to mess with it.
Yeah.
He got a secure home.
Yeah. It's a West Coast vibe. That's what everyone's saying. Yeah. I know you've been out there. Like, that's a...
I kind of was listening to him like, damn, I wish I was out there now, because I know the 6'4s, if the weather was nice, they bumping it, you know?
And, like, we've been going on this, and I like this, because this is what I'm trying to say. This rap game thing is on fire right now. Think about this. We haven't talked about anything in the last 3 days.
And the other thing, too, everybody had to play the sidelines.
Yes.
Because it's two heavyweights going against each other. Somebody put a rap song out, church, quiet.
Rick Ross tried to come at AOL. Back up. We don't care. We don't care what you guys say right now. Think about this. Even his Sycamore comment, it's gotten lost because...
It's intense right now.
Exactly.
We need to know what's going on. Will Kendrick put something back out? Will Drake respond? What's the red button?
I think Drake...
He has to this upcoming week.
You cannot let this go past the week.
No. Not past next weekend.
No. And I think...
And then you need to be... You need a couple records, because he's responding
really fast.
So you can't just put... Because you did put a record out.
Yeah.
30 minutes later.
He responded.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
So that's back to your mole or whatever you got going on. You got to address that too.
Yeah. If that mole's there, you got to address it. You have to. Like, you got to clear out. But I would say, when you get big like that, there's always going to be a mole, because now people are trying to pay for your downfall.
Now, like what you just about said, clean house. So I got the big, he's in a big mansion, right?
Clean it all out.
I might even hire news engineers and anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here dolo. Wait. See, you got your writer. I don't know your situation. Writer could be. I'm clearing house right now.
Clearing everyone out, because when you do that, now you got a sense of peace,
and you get back to the essence of who you are, the beginning.
Yeah, and I don't think he can do that right now. I think that's why he's probably not writing.
He's trying to go back into. Let's get back. Remember how we did back to back? This ain't back to back.
It's not back to back time.
Remember, Meek Mill can never write like this.
No. Even though he was a Philly rapper and he still can rap like that. But whatever. That's besides the point.
Besides the point. Clean house, but yeah.
Think he clean house. Really sit with this.
Lock in that studio. But you have to respond by
you
next
have to
weekend.
Respond. You have to respond.
And I'm talking about Friday.
Yeah. And they gotta be good. And the thing is, he's come out like
Family Matters was good.
Good. Yeah.
It's just the dude didn't let that breathe.
And that's where I'm like, okay, I do see the old school style. That's why I always see the greatness of Kendrick when he came out with his two back to back albums. But the first one was a little too dark, and it's just like, bro, I get it, but Not Like Us, I'm like, I can fuck with that. But I'm like, the thing with Kendrick, sometimes I'm always just like, even like Euphoria, people love Euphoria. I listen to it, I'm just like, he's doing the stupid voices again, yeah. Bro, stop.
I gotta listen again.
Focus in. Like, don't do the Eminem shit. The Eminem shit to me is weird, and it's one of the reasons why, like, I always say, I'm not a fan of Eminem. Like, the voices, they're switching up. You can switch up sometimes.
Yeah.
But you can go to that weird shit, I'm not listening no more.
Yeah.
But that was
the topic of the week.
And it might be the topic of the next week too. Like, yeah. The way we're going, like, yeah. Because there's a really intense hatred for each other.
Yes.
Like, and that's the thing I'm really noticing, because Drake's not doing his light punches. He's doing that. Haymakers. And Kendrick's doing haymakers too. Moving on, NBA playoffs for our first round ended. Thank you for coming on for that.
No, okay. I'm just gonna.
Nuggets won. Me and Kofi had our MVP picks. I came out 4-0. Kofi came out 3-1. I don't know why you chose the. I don't know why you chose the Suns over. Why? But I just thought the better teams won. The Nuggets, they're in for a fight in round two right now. I still think Boston's going to I think Boston really had it really easy. They had a very depleted Miami Heat team. The Heat weren't going to put up a challenge to them. There was really nothing they could do. They were underhanded. No Jimmy Butler. No Terry Rozier. What was Miami going to do to Boston? There was nothing. The Knicks. Listen, Jalen Brunson really might be the. I think there's points I would take him over Tatum, because the thing about Tatum is he's not as aggressive as Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson's small, but he's aggressive. Whereas Tatum sometimes plays too much of a backseat to Brown or whoever's hot. No, bro, you're the number one guy, be the number one guy. It's the same thing I say about J. Cole. If you are going to be the number one guy, be the number one guy. No. You can set the tone. That's all I'm trying to say. Phoenix, listen, they got to make some moves.
Wait, you're going
first
down,
round.
The
first round?
Breaking
the
oh,
first
right down, first round. Let's just go through the Eastern Conference then. Back to what you said, Boston. Remember, Porzingis got hurt.
Yeah, that might hurt them in the Eastern Conference Finals. It won't hurt them this round.
It's not about this round. Exactly, not this round. Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes.
Possibly New York.
Yeah.
Which I think it is.
Yeah.
Or Indiana.
You don't have one of your. This is your third option.
This is why you have them for like. Consistencies of Jason
Tatum and Brown.
And the other thing, too, yep, y'all, this is like 6 years in a row.
Yeah.
This team is supposed to get over the hump. They need all the pieces in play. I believe that if it's dependent on his status. It's funny to say that, but
yeah.
It depends on Porzingis' status. And I like White.
Yeah, Derek White.
He's because yeah. I didn't like him like 2 years ago. He hustled. His confidence wasn't there. I'm talking about during that finals.
Yeah.
I like what he did last year when he saved them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He did a lot.
Yeah.
And in this game, one of these games, this like those last two games.
He took over.
Took over. back to your point, Tatum. I'm not trying. Yo, sometimes you don't got the shot.
Yeah.
Where's the confidence?
Yeah. How? What else are you going to impact the game around? Like, listen, you may not score, but you can still impact the game. I think that's the thing. But see, it goes back, and I know we're going to talk about him. Mm-hmm. But what LeBron used to do, even if LeBron wasn't getting the shots, he was still impacting the game.
Still impacting the game, so.
Sometimes with Tatum, it's like if his shot's not there, he's invisible.
He's invisible out the game. I've seen it. With the Knicks, gutty win, but also the game before, careless loss.
Mm-hmm.
They're about to deal with the Pacers, who just want to get up and down.
They just want to run that Suns.
But do they want to be physical too? Because the Knicks like to be physical. The
Knicks are very physical.
So we're gonna see what style wins.
I think that's what hurt the Sixers. The Sixers were getting out hustled by the Knicks.
But then also you got somebody starting that's not giving you anything. Ugh. But they've been dealing with that for 3 years, so now I can't even see the. It's not the coach now. That means it's GM's front office.
Yeah.
You should have moved them at the deadline, Tobias Harris. We've been talking about it for 3 years.
How long are you gonna keep talking about this?
Max contract. Yo, he's not doing anything. But then, first of all, of course, I'm always gonna blame the player, but I can't really blame him. Because if I show up to work and I don't do anything, nobody say anything, what am I going to do the next day?
Do the same thing.
Sure, I ain't going to do it. I'm going to be in the corner.
Yeah, not talking to me. And
nobody's holding him accountable. So it's like, and it's not this coach. This is two different coaches. Same thing going on.
Yep.
That's front office.
Yeah. And this is why I know sometimes they're bad coaches, but you got to start holding GMs accountable.
Mm-hmm. You have to.
Because
the coach, first of all, sometimes they come in like that,
yeah.
Together. Sometimes somebody's here before, somebody's here after.
Yeah.
But if the coach is strapped, this is the players, that's on you guys now. You're not giving me the players. I believe in the Sixers situation, this is a front office situation going on.
Oh, yeah. And now. And
Nick Nurse is going to say something.
He has to, but now no one's on the contract. You only got three players on the contract going into the free. Now they're looking about getting Paul George. I'm like,
I heard about that.
Okay, but
that's the thing. I see your face. Because I like to think like this. All right, damn, if Tobias Harris is out, we have Paul George. You still don't win that series.
No.
And then you have to always think about the other team is going to get better. You think that takes you another step up?
No.
I love what Maxey did. I loved what Embiid did in certain games.
Yeah.
He was injured, this, that, but that's always a thing. Mm-hmm. So you can't be like, if Embiid's healthy, just think he may be injured.
And then Paul George isn't healthy either. He gets hurt too. He, you know, during the season, he gets always that five-game shoulder, leg, injury. You're going to be out for a while. Then it's going to be on Maxey to carry the burden. Yeah. I'm like, what do you do? And that's why I'm like, I get it, but Paul George isn't the fix for your problems. Like, I just don't think that.
That's how I look at it. A lot of names sound good.
Yeah.
And all of that, but is that, like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is. It's like, yo, your car's fucked up and all of this, but yo, you need to fix, like, the engine.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yo, I'm going to get some new tires, some rims to make it look good on the outside. But it really needs to fix the engine.
Yep.
So, I don't know. That's the name. Cavs won today. Mitchell, he's been balling out. But the thing with him, I look at it, they're the same team as last year.
Yeah.
Where the lights are too bright.
Yeah.
So, you're going to go play Boston? This is a five. To me, this would be a five game.
Gentlemen sweep, yeah.
They came back during the year. I just watched a game where Boston took their feet off the gas. It was in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. They came back. They won. But that game, it was not even close until Boston took their feet off the gas. So if Boston want to do that, then y'all got a chance. But if they don't have Porzingis, but they should still beat them because Jared Allen, he's dealing with something. So it's.
Darius Garland.
He didn't play good. Even today, I've seen it. He didn't play good. Strus made some shots. Mitchell played amazing. You know what I'm saying? And I don't see that That should be a quick thing.
That team, I think they might have to rethink that team. That team isn't as good. Like, you know, like you said, it's on Blake on paper. It looks good.
Woo, we got Garland. We got Mitchell. We got two bigs in the front yard.
But then you watch them play, and it's like, oh, this ain't it. This ain't it at all.
That's the dogs. That's
no, yeah, no.
You know, you're in the Eastern Conference where sometimes you got to, like, football your way out into the thing.
And I said this last week. Shaq was right about Mitchell. You're not a game changer.
That's why he called him out that
time. Yep. When Shaq said that about him, and everyone was like, oh, Shaq, you disrespected him. Shaq was right. Mitchell's not a game. He's not a series changer.
No.
He can get you one game or there, too.
50 points he scored in game six.
It's a loss.
It didn't, I was watching that game. It didn't do too much.
But he did that against the youth. He against Denver.
When he was in Utah. Right?
52 points. They lost that series.
It's not impactful. It's not. So, to be a guy like that, number two, number three.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what do you think with the Pacers?
The Pacers are good. They have a chance.
No defense, though.
No defense. That's the thing that's going to hurt them.
So what are you going to do with Brunson, then?
You just going to let him do what he wants?
Might be going for 50.
And then you try to do this run-and-gun offense, but then what happens when the game slows down?
Because that's what Tibbs wants to do.
Yeah. The reason why the Bucks can do, because the Bucks' defense stinks, too. Their Bucks' defense is just as bad as the Pacers' defense is. And then Giannis isn't there. Dane's hurt.
The coach.
Whatever. Yeah, man, yeah, listen, so. I've never seen someone just live off. And then now he's answering questions. He's like, you don't know how much it means for me to bring a Bucks chain. I'm like, bro, it's okay. Just take your loss and go, bro. It's all right. Like, you're going to get another chance. You're going to get another shot. You're going to get another shot. And they're going to be like, oh, we can ring. I'm like, I just don't think the Dame and Giannis thing works as much as people think it does. No. I don't think they play well off of each other.
No.
Because Dame's not even a spot-up shooter like that. Like,
that's why some of these things, it's not what looks good. It's how can it work. Mm-hmm. This is the card. In the Western Conference, you got Minnesota stole game one. I know we still talk about first round, but they stole game one.
And they swept the Suns.
They swept the Suns. Did we overrate the Suns? Because everybody said, oh, they're going to get it together. I hate when everybody says they're going to get it together. When? Get it together now. Oh, by the playoffs, they didn't have a point guard.
Nope, that hurt them.
They made a lethal shooter. Hey, run this. You can run the offense, which is Booker. Bradley Beal, it didn't work. Nope. Kevin Durant, all-time great. I'm not even like. But the thing that I see with him, he was kind of like, damn, did I make the right decision? Because he gets into that.
Yeah.
From my time of watching him, he did that in Brooklyn. He did that towards the end of Golden State.
Yeah.
Of course, when they won, I see him kind of like, did I do the right thing?
And that's why I say he always has a number two. He's a number one, but he has a number two mindset. That's what hurts him. That's honestly what hurts him. The mindset is always, what about this? Should I do this? Bro, you can't think like that. You're the leader of the team. You're the best player on this team. But also, he's old. I think we need to start saying that. He's old. He look old.
It's the first time.
He doesn't have that first step. And, like, I know people hate Colin Cowherd. But he was right about him.
Oh, what'd he say?
He's like, he's becoming irrelevant. But he looked old in that series.
Yeah.
There were times, like, he could, you know, any great player can turn it on. But when it was, like, he had to do stuff. And why are you making him play the four? And I was like, it's not. So he's out of position. Now he has to do more. Mm-hmm. Then he has to do all this stuff. And then play offense. And you got Bradley Beal playing point guard. Bradley Beal's not a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting guard. Devin Booker's not a point guard either. You got all these people doing stuff. And then you have the Suns. Oh, we don't really need a point guard. And I'm like, y'all going to lose again. With that type of mindset, with you being this rigid.
Yeah.
And not being like, okay, maybe we do need a point guard. You're going to read the same problem.
Yeah.
You need a Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday slows the offense down. He slow it down. Hey. Let's bring it back.
Great point. I think moving forward down, the importance of a point guard per se, like somebody that can control the offense. Because sometimes it doesn't have to be a point guard. Like for Golden State, it's Draymond. Mm-hmm. Kind of like point forward. Nuggets, it's Jokic.
Yeah.
And Murray. But Murray really doesn't run the offense. No. It's Jokic. It's really. Jokic. So Murray's like the closer, different things. That's going to be an emerging position. I'm looking at that. And then, like, because even for the Timberwolves, they have Conley.
Yes.
And Conley at one time was looking a little like old, but like with this team, he's rejuvenated. Mm-hmm. I don't have to do everything.
I don't have to look for my shot.
I got a closer, a killer. Yeah. I got. We got a. I mean, Cat.
Towns, yeah.
Cat, you got to just get in the block a little bit more. I know your threes is good, but just get down in the post. This is about to be physical.
Yeah.
Like this series, I watched that game one. We're not getting into that. But keep it on the so, but they did their thing, that's why they swept them.
Yep,
down that with Nuggets. What did you like with the Nuggets? I think they escaped that series,
they did, and now it's showing in this series. Because now he has to be physical. There's two bigs, so now he can't do that, against you.
Because Anthony Davis doesn't like the pause bang,
nope,
so it's like. We know that.
Yeah.
Even though I think a couple games he did that we could do, but also after Anthony Davis came out, it was Jackson Hayes, some young guy. He's all over the place. That was quick for
that. That's barbecue chicken alert.
That was barbecue chicken alert.
Now you can do that. You got Gobert. You got the Naz Reid. He's there. So you got three people. That's gonna wane on Jokic. People not understand. He looked tired.
He came from. That series, that Lakers series, remember they led 73% of the series.
They're always playing catch up.
So you're playing catch up. Then KCP turned the angle.
Yeah.
Reggie Jackson turned the angle. Thing with Jamal Murray.
Even besides that, Ant-Man locked him up.
You know Ant-Man's that.
And you see, it's easy to do that against D'Lo.
Because they don't want to.
You're dealing with a top 10 player in the league right now.
He started the game off. He said, "Oh, you got me?" I said, "Yeah, I got you." It's gonna be one of
them. Scored 41 on you, bro.
Yo, it was exciting. Ant-Man is. We're not gonna get into the second round right now, but the future of the NBA is looking good.
Great. You know, what I mean? Like we said, the first round was a change of the guard.
Yeah,
that's what I think first round is. Change of the guard.
And I was going to say real quick, the Lakers just...
That's on Pelinka. As much as we don't like Darvin Ham...
But was that team... Of course, it wasn't going to beat the Nuggets. Would they have beaten anybody else?
No. That team wasn't built to
it's
win.
It's not good.
That's on Pelinka. Pelinka deserves just as much blame as Darvin Ham does. And maybe more. Because your biggest pickup during the season was Spencer Dinwiddie. That's a move that gets... A lot of GMs fired.
My whole thing, too, is this is the thing. It's like, oh, we made the Western Conference Finals.
You can get better.
You remember the path y'all got there?
Mm-hmm.
You beat the Grizzlies.
Yep.
John Morant got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
To me, they were starting to teeter off. You remember when he said we're good in the West?
Yeah.
Started teetering off. You beat them. It's still worth six. You did beat them. Beat Golden State.
They have no bigs.
There was no bigs. You clean the glass like...
Anthony Davis was feasting. What were you doing?
So then you get to the West Coast Finals. You're like, oh.
Struggling.
So the offseason, you're like, yo, we're going to run it back. No, everybody gets better.
You didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything. So that's what I'm trying to say. What about with the... Who's 3-6?
That was a...
Oh, that was the Wolves. Oh, yeah. My bad. Oh, Cavs. Not Cavs. Okay, Mavs.
So, Mavs.
Are we even talking about OKC?
Yeah, we'll talk about those. Because OKC, Mavs, Clippers.
Clippers.
As much as people make fun of the Lakers, the Clippers are in the same spot. And they have better talent.
That's why somebody's not returning. And I'm not talking about...
Just Paul George.
Somebody...
Harden might have to go to.
Westbrook sounded like he's out.
Yes.
He put some posts today.
He sounds like he's disinterested.
Because he wants to get back into starting,
yeah. Which is dumb. It's okay.
It's dumb and it's okay. But you're not going to be in that involved with a winning team.
Yeah.
So if you want to go and do your thing, yeah, of course.
Go back to Wizards. Go do that.
Go back to the Wizards. Go get your numbers.
That's what you want.
There's no winning involved.
No.
That's what I'm going to tell you. So, Harden, yo, you put a stinker up again.
Him and Paul George, yo, and once again, like going back to the first topic, the Drake and Kendrick shit was so wild. Everyone forgot about how Paul George.
I heard that on his neck.
Yo, come on!
It was happy. It was in the car. Like, it was the meme and whatever. Like, they happy. Like, yo, everybody's off.
They play bad.
Yo. And everybody keeps saying, no, watch when they change. That's what I'm saying. I don't even know if I'm feeling you. Like, yo, let me get Paul George. Like, what's the change?
Paul George has never shown you that he's able of taking that next step. Bro, they've been bouncing the first round last week. What are we doing with them?
Harden is done.
Harden.
He's probably another one, too. A winning team is like, nah.
You force your way out of too many teams.
And you don't show up when you're supposed to show up.
Besides that, what was that? Game 4?
We talking about Philly?
No. Mavs, Clippers. That game 4. Remember when Paul George?
I'm not trying to say, but it wasn't like needed. It was needed.
Yeah.
But these last two games, we needed you.
No, that's what I'm saying. You're inconsistent. You have that one game. You go 33 points. Then you go to 7.
Because the coach is thinking like, damn, he did 33. All right. Yo, we could probably not expect 33, but like. 20, 15, 15,
18. No, I'm going
to give you 6.
What you supposed to do with that? Anything is they're starting. Kawhi don't care. Kawhi got paid.
That's another thing with him. I mean, I can't say somebody's doing it on purpose, but every time we need you, your knees is done.
Inflamed knees. Bro, if you don't want to play, just don't play.
I don't think he don't even want to play, but it's just like, this. He played the most games this season.
Yeah.
Yo, during the stretch, yo, they need, yo, I can't play.
And, like, the worst thing about it, but I love his mindset because I'm protecting myself.
I do get it, but he did go out there one of those games.
Yeah, yeah.
He couldn't do it. He ain't doing anything.
And, honestly, they lost that game because of him. Because of
But you remember what I said. I said, yo, they was one game one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, I'm not playing Kawhi until I need to play him.
Yeah.
They
lost game two.
That's when they brought him in.
Yeah. Because he ruined the offense.
Game 3, he didn't play, right?
No.
And they won that.
Mm-hmm. They won game 1.
No, he
played game 3. That's
oh, he played game 3.
That's when they lost.
Oh, he played game 3? Okay.
They lost game 2, right?
So it was 1-1.
They lost game 1 and game 2 and game 3. Yeah, they lost game 2 and game
3. All right, so but Clippers won game 1?
Yes.
And they stole that one.
That's when Paul George went
okay,
off.
Okay, that's still, you don't got your star. So I'm not playing you game 2.
No.
I lost. That's cool. I kind of expected that. I'm not playing you game 3. That's the game they played and they lost. He played game 4 as well?
No. That's when he was out.
That's what I'm trying to say. So I'm not going to play game 3. Let me see. I probably would have lost. I'm not going to lie. Bring you for game 4. Mm-hmm. Might lose. Might whatever. But I'm bringing you when I need you.
Yeah.
But then it's just too much going on. And then the thing is like, yo, this team is deep. Terrence Mann and all that. I think everybody was just over it.
Yeah.
Norman Powell, like, these guys thrive, but it's like, nah, he want to do it.
Yeah.
And then Westbrook was wilding. The physicality was over the top.
Got ejected. Like, bro, just.
It was by the neck, this, that.
And.
Yeah, so.
Listen, Kyrie Irving, that last game, man, that was a masterpiece. Yeah. Like, yo.
What it is, he's so focused.
Mm-hmm.
He does remind me of a mature 2016 version of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then Luka has matured.
Yes.
They do have a defensive presence. I don't see them going to
the Western
Finals.
No,
they could go to the Western Finals. I don't see them going to the finals.
Yeah.
But it's a possibility. It's not like, no way.
Yeah.
In the Nuggets, you don't look like you had it above a shoulder.
No, they look like they come down to the pack.
So back to the Thunder. Was it that? Because two of those games was close.
Yeah,
with the Pelicans without Zion.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch those games. Is it Thunder? Is it little fairy tale going on.
I think
on.
It's a little fairy tale. Fool's gold. Because you got to think about it. Even though those two games close, Pelicans gave up in game three. That was a bad game.
Yeah, you told me about that.
That was a bad game. I didn't even watch it.
Brandon Ingram, he's another one.
Like, once again, you might have to get rid of some people on that Pelicans team. Like, if you really think about winning and you want to keep Zion and all this type of stuff, you have to move someone. Yeah. It's not working. And I think Ingram kind of gets in Zion's way. And
a little bit like, they don't do it like everybody else, but it's not mesh. But,
yeah, they don't mesh. OKC's good. I still think they're young. That's their biggest problem. Yeah. They have no playoff experience. They just ran over a bad team. That's what it was. They just ran over a bad team.
Yeah. Now you got the Mavs.
Wisen, they've had playoff runs. Kyrie's won a championship. Lucas had deep playoff runs. Like, what do you do with that? Knowing your team, y'all won the first round, but that could have been a regular NBA game for you guys. This is different.
It's going to be interesting.
I want to see how SGA and all these other players, like, how they step up to it. Like, when there's actual playoff competition.
That's a good matchup. That's a good matchup. I'm looking forward to that.
Anyway, moving on to the next subject. WWE Backlash was in France. They had another PLE in France. You know, they are killing this out of United States. PLEs where they're doing pay-per-views, they're selling out shows over there. And like I said, them doing this is just showing how international they are. And they were never this international before. They would do certain things here or there, but they are trying to really become international. And I'm here for it. I'm loving the energy that they're giving. We won't see an American crowd till SummerSlam. We just watched some of the matches right now. I like that everyone has their own story going on. We do complain that Cody Rhodes doesn't have a main event rival right now, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. Everyone's hurt. Let's give him time. His championship just started. Guys, his championship literally started 3 weeks ago. Like, people are already... I'm like, guys, it has literally been 21 days. We haven't got the good stuff yet.
You know what it is? It's like you said earlier, it's back to our first topic, back to everything in this lifestyle that we live. The lifestyle that we live right now, it's, I need that now. Yeah. I need to see what's going on. Now. Why did you guys make him the champion? Not knowing, you remember, there was a build-up for him to be the champion. He has to build up the run of being the champion.
Yep.
And I believe the other thing, too, is you're always, and I'm talking about the viewers, you want to anticipate, oh, who is he going to fight? Who is he supposed to fight? It's all good. They're professionals.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a lot of injuries going on. There's a lot of injuries going on. There's a lot of speculations. There was contracts situated.
Drew McIntyre just resigned.
There was a lot going on. That's what happens after. That's part of WrestleMania is the new year.
Yes.
So after that, there's the new wrestling year.
Yes.
You want things popping right after that? I disagree with anybody that wants anything this quick.
Because if you get it this quick, it's gone that quick.
It's gone that quick. Yes, it's a little slow build right now. When you retain a champion, use different storylines. This is a brand new champion.
Yeah.
Brand new regime. Brand new aura to the company.
Yeah.
Yes, I miss Roman. I see Roman's gone. I could tell this is a different era, chapter, which was needed. But also I see Cody getting that response and love. I will always say, hey, don't just go off of that. They're building. Trust me, they're building.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm like, guys, let's chill out. They're building a lot of people right now. You know, her match is on right now. This is the cleanest I've seen Jade.
Yeah.
Since she's been with the company, but like I said, in the other company, she didn't have house shows. So she's getting all her kinks out on the house show. She's on the road. Yeah. She's doing this. And she's under a great tutor in Bianca.
Whew.
Sometimes that's what you need. You need to be underneath a great tutor. You need to learn from people. How can I get better? And, you know, Bianca is a student in the game. She's like, yo, let me help my sister out.
Wow, that's major.
And you know everyone in there, even her opponents, like, yo, how can we get more money if she looks good? No one, there's not, like, the thing I see about this, no one's about their egos right now. Everyone's like, yo, if we all eat, everyone gonna eat. That's where the wrestling business is thriving right now. How can we make everyone look good? All these matches need to look good. Like, even the Bayley, Stratton, Naomi match. They know Stratton's the future. But let's all look good in the same thing. But she's still the shining star. That's beautiful. That's what wrestling was missing with Vince was in charge. Everyone had their own egos. Yo, it's about me.
Because what you just said, too, I agree. It's like, I want to just contextualize it. Like, Tiffany Stratton, you're like, oh, she's the future. Wow, Bailey's there. That's the present. And Naomi's present.
Present, yeah, she's present. They all, Naomi and Bailey around the same.
Present slash past a little bit. But if they don't look good, that doesn't make Tiffany look good for the future.
Mm-hmm.
If they look good, Tiffany don't look good. The future don't look good.
Yeah.
So that's the thing with Jade. See, that wasn't that clean. You want her to look good.
Yeah. But
they still need to look good.
Yeah.
Your damage control. Everybody needs to
look
good. So now those wins validate, like, oh, that's what she's doing.
And now it makes her feel comfortable and more confident in the choice that she made to come to WWE.
Because
people don't understand, Tony Khan was going to pay her the money, but she saw the
picture. I know what
picture.
She saw. And I agree with her. And I follow her on Instagram. She saw it's not money. Not just money. I need opportunity. I need legacy.
Yeah.
Because they say generational talent. AEW, yeah, you probably would have had the belt the whole time or something. But where I'm at now might cement me.
Yeah.
Like, if she does what she's supposed to do, you in the pantheons.
She probably wasn't going to be in front of a crowd like this.
Hell no. AEW. Keep going to London, the same place.
Yeah.
This is, because they went on a tour before they got to France here. She's excited. I follow her. She's like, yo, they went here.
She's happy.
I made the right decisions.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not about the short-term goal. It's about the long-term goal.
I believe that's, I want to jump in with that. That's a life lesson to anybody that's listening. Sometimes you got to be in that position. It's interesting because you can stay somewhere and just be, yo, we're going to give you the money, and you can hold the belt, you can hold the title, whatever you want, but if you know that's not what you want, that's the thing about making the decision. I just think also, she was at a company that she's seen certain things, she's like, I can't be a part of this.
And she had the right people in here, like the Punks, Brian, and she's working with all these old school. Like, she was telling, like, they told stories. She didn't even know how to do a chair, make a chair. CM Punk taught her that. So it's like, for her, the one person who wises her up leaves. And I know he's still in the contract, but I really want to see him make that jump, MJF. Because I see the talent. I'm like, yo, you a BWE star. It's like, but what do you want? You always want the money? Or do you want your potential to do something big?
She's got to clean up. But she's working on it.
Yeah, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day.
No.
I agree. She's still getting certain things down, and also, she's working with wrestlers who've been doing this shit for years. So now she has to keep up with their speed, and they also slowed down for her. So that's always where that disconnect is. It's like, yo, how do we get the perfect balance? And I think that's why they have her in tag team matches where it's like, yo, watch what Bianca's doing. Watch what Asuka's doing. Watch what Kairi Sane's doing. See it. Implement it. Put it in your own way. Make it work. But you can tell she's an athlete, so she's like, I can get this down, but it's not always about the athleticism. It's about...
I got Bianca selling it. She is not really selling it.
She's there. They're
in the same armbar. Yeah. Right?
And, you know, they're probably talking to her, hey, yo, sell it.
You gotta watch the film.
You gotta watch it.
You gotta watch the film afterwards.
Like, she gonna go back to the
wow, film. They doing it. Woo!
You see, she fell because Bianca fell.
After Bianca fell.
Exactly.
Yeah,
all about watching. You're watching your coach because you know, they're mental.
Live.
You're live. Yo, you know, she probably fell. Yo, fall.
They put you in a big spot.
Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, Tony could put her in that spot, but it wouldn't be as meaningful. Yeah, you saw it. She's doing this.
That means she cares about you. And I got to get Bianca. She is... Because when I got back into the wrestling thing, mm-hmm. I seen her. I was like, yo, she a star. She still is a star. But when she lost that belt, I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
She's finding her way again.
Yeah. And I think she needed this.
She needed this. It's a move they got going on now.
It's a good move. See, now they're doing tag team moves. They
she needed this.
Yes.
She needed this. I watched this and I thought that was.
I didn't watch this.
Yeah, but all right.
So moving on, we're talking about
Backlash.
I love what I saw with Jey Uso. I feel like he's taking to heart what everyone said about him in the Jimmy and Jey match, and that honestly one of the best matches I've seen him put on in a while.
Yeah.
Not the overused super kick. Not the overused like. But, like I said, you can tell he's a good wrestler, but it's like he needs to be in there with other wrestlers who are better than him.
To bring him up.
Because Damian Priest can wrestle. Remember, what he did with Bad Bunny, to me, is still one of the most impressive things I've seen anyone do in 2023. He carried Bad Bunny to a good match.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they reward him as a champion. Yeah. I say that shit all the fucking time.
You said that.
So I get worried sometimes because now people are just saying he's an entrance. And I don't want him to get into that point where you're just an entrance. You're just a flash. You're just the yeet. And it's like, then when you get to wrestle, no one wants to see you wrestle. You don't want to get lost in that.
That's why he has to focus on the groundwork, the technique. Mm-hmm. He has to get back to that.
He has to get back in the lab. If he needs to go to a performance center, go to a performance center. Freshen up some of your stuff. Yo, because... You've been doing so much stuff. I'm like, you can't wrestle the way Roman wrestles. Roman's a heel.
No.
Roman is supposed to take long resting holds. He is supposed to do... That's what heels do. Mm-hmm. You're not a heel. Mm-hmm. You're not.
That's it. You're not a heel. And the thing, too, you grow with Roman and do all that, but then you also, like you said, you take some of the bad habits of being a champion, and you're not the champion. You're not the champion.
No.
So, I look at that with him. What about also with Damian Priest? What do you see?
I'm seeing him. I think he's going to leave Judgment Day. I think he needs to go do his own solo act so he can really find himself, so he can find his Royal Heavyweight Championship. Like, I love what he did with Judgment Day, but I think that thing has run its course. I think him and Rhea, if Rhea was healthy, I think she would have moved away from Judgment Day as well.
Yeah.
I think they're both bigger than that group. The group needs them. They don't need the group. That's where they're at right now. And I think you can do a Damian Priest Finn Balor match. Like, yo, you fucking left us. Like, yo, you know, that type of feud. So I want to see where his babyface turns goes to. I want to see where it goes from there. We talked about Cody and what he got.
Yeah, yeah. That was most of the night. It was KO and...
KO. This Bloodline thing, I think... Triple H said it. This is going to be a different chapter. And I don't know where they go from here. They have something right now that it's building towards something, and you know it's building towards something. So we're always just like, you got Tama. Now you got the other brother. Now you're still waiting on Jacob Fatu. So now there's peak interest there, and you're still waiting. What's Roman going to say? Who's the tribal chief? Who is this? Who's calling all the shots? Is it Rock calling all the shots from the side?
Rock. Is it
the final boss? Like, my boy's tribal chief. The final boss! Is it him calling all the shots?
Ooh. When
SummerSlam comes around, now you got, you're going to have four Bloodline members. You don't know who they...
So, during that time, is Cody, like...
Cody's on the side. He doesn't need to be part of this. Sheesh. He needs to be part of this. This is not a Cody Rhodes
storyline. No. So, during that time, that's when he kind of... Well, you remember, Rock got unfinished business.
Yeah. Rock's going to come after him, but they need to solve this. This in-house stuff. We need to solve in-house stuff before we can deal with the bigger problem. Because they still got that disrespect there. Remember, they lost. Now they losing out. They.
So, it's looking like, I'm talking out of turn a little bit, is Rock versus Cody at 41?
It could be. I don't...
Because they have a... The thing I've seen with the final boss with him, that beat down outside and everything, and yo, I'm walking away, but I gave him a gift. I'm going to see you.
Yeah.
And that sounded like for 41.
Yeah. Ooh.
Sheesh.
I know they still want to do the Rock-Roman match. But I think Rock-Cody has more intrigue than Rock-Roman right now. Especially Roman's not a babyface. There's no intrigue in Rock-Roman right now. There's No.
That lost. Back to what you said, what might happen might be a whole bloodline war.
Bloodline civil war.
But yeah. It might not be a one-on-one.
Yeah. It's going to be just... Yo, 4-on-4 and all that.
Look at the press conference. Look at the faces.
They know.
That's major. We're seeing AJ Styles, Cody Rhodes,
Triple H,
Bianca, and Jay, and Triple H. That's the after press conference. So, of course, the champion is there. But Jay, like, the ascension right now.
It means they trust you.
They trust you.
But it's also a big fuck you to AEW as well.
But no, I'm going to go back to the trust. It's like, you're really that person.
Mm-hmm. We see you.
Yeah,
we see you.
Yeah.
We see you.
Yeah.
You know, move on. Pat Bev. Oh, my gosh.
Come
on. You can't do stuff like that. Like, listen, I get it. I am one of the major components of I don't like fans. I say this all the time. I think fans become way too hostile. But to throw a ball at... he's going to be gone.
From a lot of things.
Yeah. And then he disrespected the TV reporter. I'm like, bro, you... Like, he put her microphone down, and I got it. I get it. She's not subscribed to you. I get all that. But he's doing a waivers version of what Cam did. Remember when the female reporter asked him, like, and he was like, you don't know routes and stuff like that? You took it to another level.
Yeah, so the basketball thing was out of line. And what I mean by that is, like, you're frustrated about something else.
Yes. It's never about that person.
Frustrated about something else. Do the basketball there twice.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy. He was going to get fined, whatever. Then you're extra frustrated. But where's the maturity to me? Like, I'm not saying I got to be listening to everybody. Cool. Sometimes you probably got to, like, yo, I'm not asking no questions. Walk the hell out. Get your fine.
I think that would be better than what you did. So now you self-promoting? Like, you shouldn't even be talking about that. You talk about the game.
The thing, too, you just ended everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. Unless he doesn't want to be involved with anything anymore.
Then say it. Then that would be better than what you did. You, because now even your podcast is going to be like, yo, you was wilding out there.
Your podcast handlers, whether they invested in you, it's your money. Some of the people who work with you, they probably don't want to
be around you no more.
I'm not trying to say, I know this thing probably does some numbers, but it's like, yo,
nobody know you for you to.
That's why you asking people, yeah. Like, and then he tried to do it
because after he said it to her, he had to say it to the dude, and the dude, I think, would say, yeah, but you didn't press everybody the same way you pressed her.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
It was just a bad look. I always say I've never been there where you just you're frustrated. People got microphones in front of you.
I
don't know that situation, but you're supposed to be that guy to know this ain't the time to do that.
Yeah. And also, your people should have been like, yo, bro, I know you upset. But see, he's thinking about it like this. Every time I go to a team and I think they about to win, we always lose.
We lose.
So now it's like, how many more chances I'm going to get?
Thing two, you were a good pesty player.
Mm-hmm.
Pesty, defensive. I don't know if you made the defensive teams. It's running out.
Yeah. How many chances are you going to keep getting? And I think that's the frustration that it's coming from. How many more teams going to keep taking the chance on me?
Chicago, L.A.,
mm-hmm.
Minnesota. Been getting traded like every season.
Now, and I think he knows his shelf, his NBA times were coming to an end. So I think that's really where the frustration is coming from with him. It's like, yo, I know my time's coming to an end. I know my...
Yeah, but that, like I said, to me, if he did one of those things, his problems, he did both the same night. Like, nobody want to be around you. Because that shows you have no control.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're banned from ESPN now.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's going to say, I don't care, I got my podcast. But this, I'm telling you, people are not going to view in like the way how they were viewing them. You always don't want to put yourself in a position where people be like,
don't burn... don't burn bridges like
necessarily.
That.
You know what I'm saying? What? Why? Why? So I'm looking at him. I'll be honest. It's just like that was a dumb. That was one of the dumbest things I ever seen.
And
I don't know him, but I was like, yo, that shit was dumb to do both of those things the same night.
Damn, dudes. Listen, one thing I always say: if never act on emotion, it gets you beat so many fucking times.
See, back to what we said, and like I said, it's hard, it's not the easiest thing. I'm gonna get the fuck about it.
Yeah, leave. Walk away.
He's gonna fine you.
Take the fine. The fine is better than what you did, because now, not only you fined, you've lost bridges, you've lost potential partners,
you're on record for whatever you say, for whatever you do, because you feel a certain way.
Now people look at reporters looking at you, and you got to say the reporters are the ones who, they spread the information. Oh, yo, you saw? You look sexist. Now you look sexist.
Yeah.
You put a hand down. Why? Why would you think that was the move for you? And I get it. He's always been that disrespectful player. But there's times and place. There's times and place to be all of that.
The thing, this will happen sometimes in life, too. That's what made him successful?
Yeah.
That's what make him fall. Because that's what he's thinking. I got to get my podcast pop. I got to get it. So I'm going to do the same thing. That's how I got in the NBA.
That's not a place to do it. Because reporters are some of the most sensitive people on the fucking planet. Not the place to do it.
But I don't care what the hell you did in this. You can't do the same thing here. Mm-hmm. You do some of the same things, but you can't do the exact same thing. Whatever you got you from A to B over here, that go get you to C to D.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? You can't do that.
Nope.
And you should know better. Because you've been in these rooms for 10 years or whatever years of your life. You're starting to crumble at the end. Like you said, because you're thinking like, I might not be in these rooms anymore.
Yeah.
But they brought you on ESPN. You had a media life that was going to... You're not... Hell no.
No one can... Even if you go see me, what he gonna say for you? You disrespect his colleague.
Everybody was disappointed.
Yeah. Nick Wright ripped you. Everyone ripped you because you.
No, but Nick Wright was waiting for that.
Oh.
Because it was the whole new media. I think.
Yeah.
Nick Wright broke it down. And see, when you listen to Nick Wright, even though it was from a place or whatever. He's right. I looked at Pat Bev, I'm like, oh, you emotional.
Yeah. And we can make fun of Nick Wright all day. I have never seen him be emotional. people show he really keeps his shit in check.
The thing he has a problem with, and it's not a problem, that's who he is, but his allegiance to certain thoughts. Yeah. He's like, no, because even when he talk about Chiefs, LeBron, different things, when they lose, he'll adjust to that.
Yeah.
But that's not even a problem. I don't want to say a problem. Your emotions can't play into the media.
Yeah.
You can give your emotions as far as like, not emotion. You can give your passion, but your emotions shouldn't be.
It shouldn't overwhelm.
Nah, man. Like I said, guys, I'm out.
Yeah. Take that.
Because you're still an athlete.
Yep.
So that's what some of these athletes are. You want to be an athlete and a journalist at the same time?
Crosshairs. And now you did a crosshairs.
You know, athlete, I just came off the field, the court.
Yeah.
I play high school. I couldn't imagine.
You lose.
When we lose. Like, imagine, you know how you used to be at your locker. You try to, and somebody's like.
Yeah, and it's like, man, like, all that shit is up in your face.
I don't know that, but I mean, I would have got used to it back. Imagine
first
you
time,
trying to get your shit together. And then he asked you about your game.
You hurt.
Certain parts of the game that actually frustrated you.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things you did wrong.
And now you got it.
Because you're pissed off at yourself. Yeah. You didn't even get a chance to talk to yourself about it.
Now they bring it up. And now,
yeah, what about the time when you fumbled this, that?
You got to.
That's called professional athlete.
That's what you get paid for. Sorry, I know it sucks. That's what you get paid for. And now you did that.
Shanghai.
Oh my God. TNT is in danger of next topic. TNT is in danger of losing inside the NBA. And Chuck said it. He's like, he don't know where he's gonna go. Ernie Johnson said he's gonna stay with TNT. I get it, because he does other stuff for
He does baseball.
Yeah. But that'd be a major loss to the NBA community, because people don't understand how big inside the NBA is. Watching Chuck, Kenny, Shaq, Ernie, to me, is sometimes better than the games.
Yeah, like 80% better than the games.
Because you want to see how Charles is going to react. You want to see how Charles is going to do some stuff. I don't think the games will be as entertaining, because you're always waiting. Yo, you saw something dumb happen. Yo, what Chuck going to say about this? Yo, what Chuck going to say about this? Ah, I can't wait. Yo, what's Shaq going to say about this? Barbecue chicken, Shaq and Fool, all that type of stuff. My stuff's about to go away? And I get it. But damn. NBC really trying to take over right now. And I'm all kudos to it. And Charles said he's going to be a free agent. He's going to go where the money goes. But I don't want them to lose what makes the NBA great. Because inside the NBA is amazing. We've got so many things. We got the big women. We've got the Galveston Rose. Like, the gal. Yo, where did this. Chuck just keeps one upping himself. He did the Galveston Rose, the water in Texas. Like, yo, big women. All that type of stuff, making Shaq upset. Like, yo, this is a top show in sports. And if it goes, I don't know, man. Like, NBA is already, to me, one of those sports where it's really kind of hard to get into for the season. And if they lose inside the NBA, even the shows on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you lose that, I don't know. I don't think they understand the damage it could do. Because NBA is so long.
So, I also see. Is there two deals on the table or one deal? So, it's the Amazon and three. NBC.
Amazon, NBC, and TNT, right?
And ESPN? ESPN. ABC? So, okay. I already see the play. Well, I see it as this. ESPN and ABC is in it. Retain that, I believe so. Then, basically, they try to almost do like the NFL type thing. NBC wants that back.
Yes.
They want to get back involved with that. So, what do we say, Amazon?
Amazon, yeah.
that's going to turn into the TNT.
Yeah.
That's the TNT. TNT's out.
Yeah, they ain't
got it. They're not going to put $2.5 billion out.
Nah, they ain't got it. They ain't got it.
Amazon is going to be the new TNT. Chuck, because he has that clause in his contract, I think right now, because he just signed a deal. Mm-hmm. It was like a 10-year. How much was that? Was it 10 years? Probably, what, $100 billion or something? Man, you could talk. But anyway, they said that when he opts, he has 18 to 20 million a year for the next deal. So I'm thinking it was a 10-year, $100 million deal he did with TNT, Turner Broadcast and everything. So Turner, it sounds like it's, I seen what Charles, he's talking, he's like, I want to stay.
You go over the money.
I need 20 million a year. He doesn't know what she, you shouldn't, like, he don't know Shaq and Kenny's deals,
yeah.
Kenny, if you can't be with Shaq.
Yeah.
That's it.
You can't feed off of the Chuck and the Shaq, because they're going to be good.
Oh, Shaq going to be good. Yeah, Shaq and Chuck. They might not all be together. Like we just said, Ernie is going to be with baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever, they might have to do hockey over there too, whatever. But not the same way.
Yeah.
Not going to be laughing, like you said. It's not the NBA's.
They have a podcast too, right?
Steam Room.
Steam Room, yeah.
Yeah. The interview I seen with Chuck, yeah, he want that. He want that.
He want the money. Yeah,
what I'm also saying is, like, NBC. That's how I grew up off of NBC.
That
theme music. We know that. Welcome to the NBA final. We know that. So they want to get back involved with that. Because live sports, live entertainment is how TVs, they call it linear TV, makes money.
Yeah.
If you don't have linear, then you have to be the same way how WWE with
Peacock.
Or NFL did with Amazon Prime. Yeah. You have to go there that way. Because for team, like, NBA doesn't want, oh, we got the deal with TNT, right?
Yep.
We renew that. I don't know if they could renegotiate this, but you don't want the emails, different things like, oh, the ratings isn't this and this is that. Once you do the deal's done.
Yep.
That's the thing with Peacock. And WWE, it's done. I'm not looking for pay-per-views. And yes, we still get those metrics, but nobody gets to say, hey, yo, this didn't come in, like, with USA. That's why they did the Netflix deal.
Yeah.
You don't want to get involved with that anymore.
No.
That's why I don't see the NBA getting involved with TNT. Hey, just give me that. I got you. We can look at that. We'll adjust that.
Yep.
I got nothing to do with, because back in the day, you used to get casuals.
Yes.
Or how come this ain't translate? Well, you don't got to deal with that. It's just me and you.
Yep.
And that's what it's going to be. So it's ESPN / ABC Disney. And NBC is going to get that deal.
Yep.
It's going to be Amazon.
Yeah.
And that gave more revenue for the NBA.
Yep. And that's what they need right now, man. You know, they're always competing with ratings anyway. So this is what they need. Compete with the NFL at some point. Like, you're going to need this. You're going
to
need this.
With the NFL, which is danger to anybody.
And speaking of NFL, moving on. Yeah. NFL draft recap. This NFL draft was honestly very surprising, that coming from a Patriots fan, because, you know, we had the third pick. I will say this. I know Patriots fans are happy with Drake May. You guys have to wait until they play the game. All that ACC shit is cool and nice, but I have to see him adjust to the league speed. Even the receiver, he's like, yo, there's not 10 receivers better than me. Bro, you have not been in NFL offense. You don't know that the Patriots, the Patriots.
Yeah,
that's it. And I get it. I love the confidence. You know me. I love, if you're going to be great all the way. But, bro, let's slow it down. The NFL game is a lot different than where you come from. It's very different. The cornerbacks you're facing ain't not the same.
Wait. Drake dropping.
Oh, he's...
Drake said he's dropping in 6 minutes. Wait, yo.
Oh, he say what we say. Yo, yo, I'm going to pause again. No,
we'll
get
going. Okay, got to make sure.
Yeah. So.
We keep going. We're going to make sure. We're going to make sure.
Listen.
Whoa.
What?
He says the Hard Part 6 out now.
Hold on, let me.
Wait. Yeah, I'm going to talk. Yeah, so. The Hard Part 6 out now, and we know you drop it 6 minutes after. So instead of posting my address, you have to you have a lot to address. Wow, wait, I read that wrong. The Hard Part 6 is out now, and we know you drop it 6 minutes after. So instead of posting my address, you have a lot to address. Whoa, this is history right here. Let me tell you what's going on, man. I will be honest. I was there for Jay-Z Nas. It shut everything down. But we didn't have access to too much. That was the only thing that going on. There's so much going on right now, but it's all about Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
I love it.
Like this politics, this the war. I just said, you stepped away for a little bit, but I don't know, Yerby?
Nah.
So I was around for Jay-Z and Nas. It shut everything down.
Yeah.
But it wasn't too much going on. There's a little cable news, the radio.
You got elections. You got...
It's wars going on.
Yeah.
So anybody want to talk about.
Because, listen, we can't escape the wars. This is our escape. This is our escape.
We got two heavyweights going at it. And what you say? We said about Friday.
Sunday. It's Cinco Day.
Well, you stepped away. So he took his thing. Because you remember, you took my thing. And when I mean my thing, Kendrick took the whole timestamp.
Mm-hmm.
Drake used to be like, yo, 9 a.m. in Charlotte, 6 p.m. in New York. 10. That's what he got, certain records. It's timestamp records. So 6:16 in L.A. is, he took Drake thing.
Yeah.
So Kendrick got that whole, the Heart Part 1, the Heart Part 2, the Heart Part 3. So Drake's like, yo, the Heart Part 6. They just text me. The Hard Part 6. People texting me right now. So this is the caption though. The Hard Part 6 out now. And we know you dropping it 6 minutes after. So instead of posting my address, you have a lot to address.
Oh God.
So we gonna get to that. No, we
yeah, yeah. Us, all right, after,
we gotta finish. About, yeah, we gotta Whoa.
Ha. Sorry, guys. This once again, this like we said, real life is real life me right now, man. Yo,
2024.
Yo, this is the year of negativity, and I'm all here for Black Force Energy all year. And I was with my brother in Philly this week. I said the Cat Williams podcast started this and hasn't stopped since. Everyone don't like each other,
but everybody was pretending.
Yeah,
I don't think it's everybody don't like each other. You didn't like each other that much.
Yeah.
Why would... And this with sports, rap, family, friends. What was this all gooey-gooey thing for like 7 years, 6 years?
It was wild.
Because you remember you used to see somebody, you see them, whatever. And it's like, yo. So I was like... Yeah. So I was like... Just the text. So I look at myself. I'm like... I never hated... But what was all these things? And that's the whole thing that I think everybody's looking at with this Drake and Kendrick. You seen some people around you that
you knew
either side.
Yeah.
Either side. You thought, yeah. Either side. All right. So what's the next thing? Because
we got Pepper Takes. Best part of the day.
We're
gonna
make it quick.
Chris Christie believes that Stephen A. Smith is the presidential run, which
that's
is...
a quick thing to talk about. No, I'm going to tell you right now. I don't need to hear anything Stephen A. Smith has to say about politics. No. He be political all he want, but it's like, this is what happens when the candidates aren't good. They start bringing... Yo, you remember, hey, Ronald Reagan, Rock, he used to be an actor. Yeah, yo, Jesse Ventura was a... I don't need that.
No, I don't want it.
I don't even need y'all to do your jobs. Yo, just give a little term run.
Yep.
After 3 years, 2 years, You can't come back.
No, that's it.
That's all I care about. It. I don't care.
And moving on, Dave and Buster's is going to be allowing customers to bet on arcade games. Listen, the betting shit is already out of court. I said this.
We said this on this podcast. It's going to be a reoccurring thing. Now Dave and Buster's?
Because they want to get on money.
You're betting your people.
Yeah.
Now you rolling them things, them jump. I hope people don't be scrapping that.
No, no, it's definitely going to be
scrapping. No, but it goes through the app, though, regardless. Yeah. But y'all won. You be like, yo, $20 back.
Yo. Now you got fights. You got fights at Dave and Buster's. There's alcohol involved. Once there's alcohol involved, it takes things to another level.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Come on, bro. Like, yo, people don't understand. With alcohol, all this involved, this takes it to another level. It gets wild, and I'm sorry. You might drop anyway.
I think. But you're like, yeah.
So
I think it's over. We're about to go
enjoy it. Yo, peace out.
We're about to listen to these records.
Watch One Piece.
All right.